From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Leaders gather at the United Nations Summit on Climate Change.
Our task here in Paris is to turn these achievements into an enduring framework for human progress.
U.S. President Barack Obama urged world leaders to rise to this moment Monday, telling them their progress at a U.N. climate summit in Paris will be measured by the suffering that is averted and a planet that is preserved. He called on the delegations to agree to a system that is transparent and gives them confidence everyone is meeting their commitments, admitting that challenges exist.
And I recognize this will not be easy. It will take a commitment to innovation and the capital to continue driving down the cost of clean energy.
China is at the summit, recognizing its own concerns. Gretchen Van Sant is in Hong Kong with news of a new climate report from the government in Beijing.
China's Ministry of Science and Technology released the 900-page paper titled The Third National Climate Change Assessment Report. The report predicts a 40 to 60 centimeter rise in sea levels, putting China's prosperous coastal cities in jeopardy. China is the world's top emitter of greenhouse gases. Li Yan, Program Director for Greenpeace, says China may have the most to gain from any climate change agreement during the Paris talks.
One thing is very clear from the science, very authoritative science report, that China is already one of the biggest victims of climate change itself. And then taking strong actions against climate change is in China's own interest.
Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Hong Kong.
Call it irony, Beijing and other parts of China experienced some of the worst smog of the year today, even as President Xi Jinping was preparing to meet with other world leaders. This is VOA News. Pakistani official sources have told VOA that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif are set to hold what is being seen as an ice-breaking meeting in Paris today, where British Prime Minister David Cameron will also be present. The trilateral meeting on the sidelines at the UN Climate Change Summit comes amid intensified efforts by the United States, China, and Pakistan are making for the resumption of peace talks between Afghan government and Taliban officials for ending the war in Afghanistan. A group of young girls chanting God is great as they greet the Pope's motorcade arriving in Bangui in the Central African Republic. Pope Francis is on his way home now back to the Vatican, ending his first African trip, which took him to three countries. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Monday his country will not apologize for shooting down a Russian fighter jet last week along the Turkey-Syria border. He told reporters after a meeting with NATO chief in Brussels that Turkish forces did their duty to protect the country's airspace. A Jerusalem court convicted two Israeli youths today for last year's killing of a 16-year-old Palestinian teen who was burned to death in East Jerusalem. The killings were part of a back-and-forth attacks that led to a 50-day war in the Gaza Strip that killed more than 2,200 peaceable people, most of them Palestinian civilians. Two U.S. senators on Sunday said the United States should be a part of a multinational force in Iraq and Syria to defeat Islamic State militants. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, both Republicans, told U.S. television from Baghdad Sunday the U.S. must take part in a multinational force that McCain, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, says will have two key objectives.
First, you have to obviously take out ISIS. But at the same time, you have to establish a no-fly zone, which sends the message to Bashar Assad that he can stop barrel bombing the people and slaughtering innocent civilian men, women, and children, and driving millions into refugee status, which we are trying to cope with now.
Both McCain and Graham suggest the force required may need to be as high as 100,000, but Graham says it would be comprised mostly of regional troops. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The United States has received credible reports of an imminent attack in the Afghan capital within the next 2 days. Rising insecurity in Kabul has already forced the U.S. Embassy not to allow its personnel to travel by road and instead rely on helicopters. Other foreign diplomatic missions and international aid groups have also taken similar precautions. Joe Palca reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.